Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Do you hear chants down on the field from all the Commanders fans saying, Bill, 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 when you're out there on the field?
I definitely hear them, and I love it, and I'm so thankful that they support me, and it just made me want to give my all to them.
Yeah, you're doing that, my man. Yeah. Keep up the great work. You're off to such a great start this year. Keep it going. Congratulations on the win.
Appreciate you, Tom. It's an honor to talk to you. Same.
That's a giddy Bill. Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt was fired up to talk to Tom Brady. I don't think he'll be quite as excited to talk to us at 5 o'clock, but he is always very entertaining, very personable, and a lot of fun. So he will join us coming up in a little over 2 hours today on The Fan. Make sure you spread the word. Bill is leading the NFL in yards per carry through 5 weeks of the football season. He is at 6.6 yards per attempt.
That's unbelievable.
Here's your NFL leaders right now in yards per carry. Krosky Merritt at 6.6. Travis Etienne went into last night at 6.1. Rico Dowdle, who hasn't carried the ball a ton for Carolina, but had an amazing game filling in for Chuba Hubbard this week, 5.7. Javonte Williams of Dallas is having a great year, to his credit. I'm surprised that they've been able to find something there. Denver couldn't. 5.7 a pop. And Breece Hall of the Jets. Everybody wanted to bury him and go with Braylon Allen in fantasy. Breece Hall's averaging over 5 per carry. But at 6.6, like he's in the Big 12, Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, your NFL leader in rushing yards per attempt.
Two things. One, I challenge anyone to predict this league accurately. I challenge anyone to do it. Read that list again. Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, Travis Etienne, who everybody wanted to move on from, whether it was Bashaul Tutin or I'm forgetting the
Tank Bigsby.
Was Tank Bigsby, thank you. Rico Dowdle, Javonte Williams, and Breece Hall is your top five. By the way, number six in yards per carry is Josh Allen, just to give an idea of what's going on with his MVP candidacy. But, you know, J.K. Dobbins, who nobody wanted, right there is your top six running backs. The second point is it tells you, it verifies and validates what we're all seeing, right? I mean, you see all the attributes and all the things that had so many people excited. I usually just wait a little minute before I start putting gold jackets on people, running backs especially. I've fallen for the preseason hype or the guy that's great against the third team that time, the Marcus Mason corollary. But, dude, I am ready to let my hype train leave the station. He is really good.
So yards per attempt can be telling in a sense, but I like some of the deeper numbers that are more reliant upon how you perform. So think about ERA for pitchers, and then fielding independent pitching is like, you take some of the stuff that you had nothing to do with out of the equation. What should your ERA actually be? When you look at some of the analytics on running backs this year, Bill is averaging 2.2 yards over expected per carry, which basically means when he gets the ball, what is he getting to compared to what a league average back would get with the same spacing and blocking and defenders where they're positioned. On average, he gets plus 2.2 yards on every single attempt over expected. That is the best in the NFL. So not only is he number one in yards per carry, he is number one in the very dependent on you and your skills, your vision, your power, your breaking tackle ability. And then if you look at rushing success rate, which again is basically, I would say, are you doing your job? But this is a little bit more of a, could be a blocking, could be a scheme, down and distance, situational stat, but it has a lot to do with the running back. On first and 10, you have to get X number of yards for it to be considered a win. Say it's 5 yards, right? On second and 6, same thing. You're trying to just split the distance. And so it's defined by Pro Football Reference as a success based on down and distance at X number of yards for each given down in distance. He has successful runs 60.5% of the time to help his team stay ahead of the sticks and be on schedule. The highest rate in the NFL. So you can do deeper dive numbers too. It's not just yards per attempt. This guy is rushing like the number one back with the ball in his hands in the NFL right now. And he's not getting a ton of carries, so it's not like we're talking about a 1,500-yard season or anything like that. He's also going to have to prove durable because he's already been banged up, whether it was in training camp or this season, a couple days of practice a couple of times. But just when the ball's in his hand, there's been nobody more effective than our 5 p.m. guest today, Bill Krosky Merritt.
And that's not hyperbolic. I mean, you've got numbers. I even actually have a higher success rate than you did. But yours would be remarkable. The one I see is 72% of success rate.
So well, it depends on what site you're looking
at. Right, on who you look at.
And they're going to define it based like a first and 10 for someone might be 5 yards and for someone else might be 6.
Totally. But the point is, it's remarkable. Whether it's 66 or 72, doesn't matter. He's been excellent. And to me, that fit is so important. Right, where you think about like it has to be like in Philadelphia right now, for example, when they're in the shotgun, they're passing. When they're under center, they're running. Everybody knows it, and people are kind of catching up and stopping some things. It was believed it's much harder to run out of this pistol. It's much harder to run out of this shotgun look that Washington lines up in so often. Well, all it took was the right running back. This is the right running back. His skill set's really good, but there's a lot of guys with great skill sets. You can go down the list of some of the stars in this league, everyone from Jonathan Taylor to James Cook or Derrick Henry or whomever. And I'm not necessarily saying I'd rather have Jacquari Krosky Merritt than any of those superstars. But the point is, you get a guy with a really good skill set, which he has, that's obvious. Add in the fact that he's a perfect fit in this scheme, this system, this design, taking the handoffs the way that he does from Jaden Daniels in kind of a position that not every running back can. He is thriving at this point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.